Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Thane Alderman, and you're listening to On Wheels Now.
On Wheels Now.
Thank you for tuning in to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports, live from fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada. I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. It's going to be one of those nights.
Fabulous my ass.
Hey, oh boy. Hey. Of course, hosting tonight, the one, definitely the only... Mr. J.J. Nunn, of course, he's complaining already about people picking on him. How you doing tonight?
Are you sure you don't want to put a disclaimer in and tell the children, tell the parents to hide your children?
Ear muffs, put your kids away, hide them, keep them away.
Where goes half the listeners?
Closet, duct tape, make them behave.
How you doing?
Huh?
You're smiling, but you're complaining. What's the problem here? You let someone outside there get you in a bad mood or what?
No, oh, not okay. At all.
All right.
Not at all.
Stay away from Jay.
It's standing in line in the supermarket.
Oh, boy. Not Walmart. The supermarket
No,
this
the
time.
Supermarket this time. The supermarket this time.
What the hell happened?
I'm standing third in line. Now, a customer's got a basket full of groceries. Puts all the groceries up, gets them all checked out, okay? And the cashier goes, that'll be $69. And the lady just looks and says, what? $69 and change. Now, the lady that's paying for it, now she goes into a pocketbook.
Oh.
It's taken 15 minutes to send all her crap to the barcode scanner, okay? And now she... What did she think? This was for free? She goes into it, she pulls out a checkbook. What, now you're going to start writing a check? I got two lousy items in my hand. All right. The 20 or less express was frigging closed.
Of course, yeah.
And I'm standing there 15 minutes. You know what, people? Okay. When you go to a supermarket and you're buying stuff,
expect to pay for it.
Expect to pay for it. The lady stared at the cashier like, "Oh, am I supposed to pay you now? And, like you never went shopping before.
How am I going to pay you? Oh, maybe I'm going to use a check."
Okay,
tonight.
Now she takes out the checkbook. Now this is 50 minutes come by. What's today's date?
Oh.
I'm like, really? Are you kidding me, people? If you're going shopping, have your friggin' money ready. The stuff at the supermarket isn't free.
Well,
okay.
Hey, I've got a question for you.
What?
Where was it that was so important that you had to be?
Huh?
That it pissed you off?
It's not the point.
Okay.
That's not the point.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, I just wondered.
It's these airheads out there that stand online and then they go get ready. They're not even ready to pay. Even if it's let me get in my pocket now. I bought a soda. Okay. Let me go through my wallet. Let me find a friggin' $5 bill and pay for the soda.
I will say I do have to sympathize. Some days I don't even know what date it is, so I kind of sympathize with. That
oh,
particular
for crying
person
out loud. If you don't know what day it is, come 3 p.m. in the afternoon, you need a goddamn calendar somewhere in your house.
All right.
That's all there is to it.
Word of the day from J.J. Dunn. Of course, let's move on. Hosting also tonight, man always on a mission himself, Mr. Gary Wyatt.
I know how Jay's doing. How are you doing, Mike?
Okay, how was your trip to the supermarket? Any?
No, I got a better one. I really got a better one.
Go ahead.
A few days ago, Tim and I went to the Wiener Schnitzel for lunch. Okay? We get French fries from the Wiener Schnitzel. And I tell Tim, hey, bring some ketchup. So, you know, they got the little round cups that you pump into. Well, the guy is standing there taking an order from somebody else, and Tim's pumping, and the thing's empty. That Tim's not getting no.
Tim ain't getting none.
Exactly. So Tim says to the guy that's looking him straight in the eye when Tim's not getting any, and Tim says, hey, can I get some ketchup packages? And the guy says, oh, well, there's ketchup right there.
Oh, he sat there and watched him try to pump it out.
Now, question is,
here's your sign.
Why would somebody ask for ketchup packages if he's already been pumping the ketchup that's not in there?
Yeah. Oh, well. Again, here's your sign.
You know, I mean, come on.
Are we at work? Here, here's another one for you. I mean, it's like Bill Hangball, here's your sign. We got entranceways into our building. So every year they need to be painted. So I'm out there. I'm painting the curb. Okay. And one of my coworkers walks up and says, what are you doing, painting the curb red? I said, nope, not at all. I figured the sidewalk needed a racing stripe. are you kidding? Red brush. Paint, curb's
already part red.
No, shiny.
And
shiny.
I'm sure JJ had paint all over his hands, all over his feet, all over everywhere but where it belonged.
Okay, that's it. I mean, here's your sign. What are you, painting the curb red? No. I'm waiting for the red paint to turn silver. What the hell you think color it is?
Yeah,
and it just wasn't a small section. This is the whole entranceway. This is like 50 feet of curb on both sides.
Jeez.
And it's like, okay.
I've got one. It's better than both yours.
All right, let's hear it.
After we're going to switch gears here.
This is if you want to rant, go ahead and get the phone. If you want to rant, you can go ahead and call in, too. If you want to rant, we just got to.
He's got to find the phone.
We got to tape it to his glasses.
702-685-8116. 702-685-8116.
My rant is 3 days and 3 years ago, I've had these guys, Gary and JJ, on the show. 3 years ago.
And 3 days.
And 3 days.
Let's check the date.
And 10 minutes.
God. 3 years.
I had guests on the On Wheels Now show and have not been able to get rid of these guys since. It's been 3 years.
I can't believe he's been counting that long.
I've counted the days. No, and realistically, can you believe it's been 3 years, guys? We didn't do anything special, but we're going to talk about a barbecue coming up. Maybe we'll throw it in kind of a celebration at the same time.
He doesn't know what date it is, but he remembers 3 years, 3 days, and 10 minutes since he had him on the show. I have no idea what today's date.
I don't care. I just know that I've been tormented and tortured for 3 long years.
Apparently he likes it because he's still here.
I tried to get out of it. JJ wouldn't let me.
Hey, you tried to raffle me off, man. I had no problem.
What are you going
to
try? We're still trying. We just haven't had anybody bite on us.
We have to start paying them, like we said. Wow. Can you believe it's been 3 years, guys?
No.
It's been fun. I'm joking. It's because of you guys that this show is going longer than 3 years. It's been, since
the
November
longest running local
motorsports
show in Vegas.
That's right.
Outdid my old show, A Day at the Track. And funny, the same thing. I called up when a prize went in. They said, how would you like to go on air?
We know your M.O. now.
I was a guest.
And then I never left. We went 2.5 years. So,
man.
Yeah.
That's it's been fun. You know, I have a good time. I hope listeners have a good time. And, of course, we put it out there. If you want to talk about your team or anything, you can call in. You can also join us and be a guest on our
show.
Give
us a call, 702-685-8116. 702-685-8116. Give us a call. Give us a rant.
Definitely.
Let us know what you're doing about racing.
If you can top my rant, then, hey, more power to you.
3 years and 10 days.
3 days.
3 days.
3 days.
And 10 minutes.
And 10 minutes.
And counting. Go, wait.
11 minutes. 11 minutes.
And counting.
Yikes. I didn't know he had a calendar for that crap, but he doesn't know what day it is.
Yeah, he don't know the date.
I've got an app. It's a nuclear app
that rolls in his phone.
The Gary
JJ app. Ding, 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 ding. I made it through another year without the
Yeah. Without pulling my what hair I have left.
A few more gray hairs, by the way. No, I can't believe it's been that long.
I mean, 2012?
Yeah, 2012. January 17th, 2012. So.
Wow.
That's a lot of time. Wow.
We've had fun because time flew. I didn't think it was that long.
Yeah, exactly.
Really?
It's pretty amazing. Of course, we're going to talk more as the show goes on, but we're going to be doing a barbecue.
Yes.
Racers barbecue. Well,
did you guys go check out a place?
Yes, we did.
We've got one secured.
Oh,
paid
you do?
For.
Really?
Oh. It's a go.
It's a go.
Wow.
Except for.
Uh-oh.
Let's make sure it
coming.
Is clear.
Let's pick on JJ. Here we go.
February 8th is a Sunday.
Sunday, yeah.
Not a Saturday. We moved it to a Sunday to give all the racers the opportunity to come
right.
to the racers barbecue.
And because, like Gary said, February 7th, there's actually a race in Mojave.
Yes.
So that allows, if there's anybody that is going to race there, they can still make it to our barbecue on the 8th.
Yep. If you guys would like to bring something to share, you may. If not, just show up. It is bring your own drinks.
But we'll supply
food.
We
will supply all the food. If you would like to, So anyway, as we were saying,
he's going to try to get out of it.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty sure. Don't worry, we're available for you all day.
Yes. I personally will be there between 8:30 and 9 o'clock in the morning.
So food maybe
setting up.
Start about 10. You want to
start
do
about
10.
We'll start food about 10. We will have hamburgers and hot dogs. If you guys want to barbecue anything, anybody that's coming,
bring
what you want. We'll throw it on the grill.
Cool.
If I happen to like it, I might nibble on it.
Just, don't look the other way.
That's right. No, it's open to all racers, all
family
racers, all fans.
Fans.
Yeah.
Whether you like us or not, eat and not talk.
You don't
to
have
us.
To sit
that's
on
okay.
the same table.
That's
as you
right.
Guys.
That's okay.
Put your feelings aside
right.
for an hour or two and come
bring,
and
bring your kids.
Bring your kids. We will be throwing some horseshoes.
We will not have a babysitter for you though.
That's right.
You're responsible for your own kids.
I'll bring duct tape.
There
yes.
you go.
We do have 2 horseshoe pits that we'll be throwing horseshoes. I personally have a cornhole board that
don't
I'll be
ask.
Taking
I
out there.
I don't want to know about Gary's cornhole.
But
board.
Board top.
Board.
Glad you clarified that. There,
okay.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Cornhole board top.
So,
okay.
I'm almost afraid to say I got your back on that.
No.
Yeah. Literally no.
Good answer, Jay. Anyways,
this comes from the one that censors me.
Yeah. Exactly. Hey, tonight's open night. I don't want to piss you off any more than you are. So.
And we did go and look at the spot, and what do you say? Probably 25 or 30 yards, there's a playground for the kids.
Yes.
So
restrooms within walking distance.
Yep.
There's the lake. I'm sorry. Yes, Sunset Park.
We were getting there.
We were
getting there.
All right, go ahead.
And there's a volleyball net not very far from our barbecue area. So it's literally 20
right off
feet
of Sunset.
Off. Yes. Sunset Park. It is the center entrance on Eastern. You got Sunset, then you've got the entrance I'm talking about, and then you got the third entrance.
And then the railroad tracks.
And then the railroad tracks. It's the center. We will have a big banner out there that says Racers Barbecue. So
I'm lost.
Yes, you are. Anybody, any racer, any racer's family, any fam, you got any fans, bring them out.
We'll have, like you said, horseshoes. Ball. We'll bring some balls and some frisbees, whatever. You want to bring something else, you can. Something for the kids to do. So,
sponsors? You want to bring sponsors out? Bring them out.
Free food? Free food. Not sure yet on that, so.
We're not 100% sure.
So, right. and cool. If you're, again, you know, like I said, at Sunset Park, it's, if you were to be heading south on Eastern from the airport, let's say, you know, and you pass Sunset on Eastern, heading south, it's the very first left past Sunset. Turn in there's a roundabout.
Into the park.
Straight in. You'll hit the roundabout, you're in the right place, because we're the first spot right there.
If you hit that roundabout, you cannot miss us. We're all right there.
Yep. Maybe we'll put JJ in a chicken suit or something up there.
I was going to say, we can't put him in a clown suit. He's already in it. So.
Well,
everybody knows him.
That's it. Keep on picking on him.
That's all right. That's okay.
That's what keeps us going.
That's it. You were just talking about the 3 years,
yeah.
3 days.
That's it. Pick on JJ.
And now that's 17 all. Minutes.
17 minutes. Oh, the countdown continues. Now it seems so slow.
Now, I'm going to be out there on that turn that coming into the park with a piece of cardboard that says, need money.
Yeah.
Need money to rest.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I'm going to nail everybody out there. This guy needs a raise. Give him a couple bucks.
You have a little cup.
Why, holding the sign, why lie? I need race money.
Why, exactly. Why lie? I need race money.
Yeah,
exactly.
I'll be standing next to you.
No, you can have the other corner.
Oh, yes, I'll take that one.
Get them in from coming in from the left and from the right.
And it is BYOB. So,
yep. And make sure you bring enough beer to share with me.
If you do bring beer, it has to be no glass, only in cans. Yes,
okay.
Cans only, no bottles.
Okay.
So, and that's okay with
you.
Oh,
man, that leaves the vodka and Jack Daniels out? What's up with that?
No hard liquor.
I think you can get them in plastic bottles now.
Well, thanks. I'll have to check into that.
Yeah, I think you can get that stuff in plastic bottles.
Yeah. It is from 10 a.m. to whenever you guys want to leave.
But we
do have the spot all day long.
Okay,
so,
but we try to get there about 10 o'clock.
So we get thrown out by security?
Exactly.
Oh, that's 10 minutes with you, Jay. Just go where you see the flashing lights, and you'll know that's where we're at.
Yeah.
No, I'm only kidding.
They said there will be park police there.
It doesn't matter where I go, there's always some sort of park police.
Security, park police, casino police, something.
It's those bright yellow vests that gravitate towards.
Exactly. Yeah.
I don't know why, but they do. That's... You know, you got Grillmaster Gary, man.
Let's put it on your calendar. February 8th, Sunday. Be there about 10 o'clock-ish. So.
Yep.
Jay
might
not make it.
I when you and I went and looked at the spot, parking's not very easy, but there is parking.
Very worst case, there is extra space across that.
Because
I went by there too when it was real busy, about 1 or between 1 and 2 o'clock on one of these days, a couple days ago, and there was no parking in the area where we're at, where we're going to be. But there's plenty of parking just right across. It's like nothing. It's right there.
Hey, I can valet.
Dollar.
I can valet.
That's how we can make racing money.
I can valet. No problem
out there.
That's all. I'll valet.
See, now he'll show up. Now he can make a few bucks off of other racers. You sound like a promoter.
Opportunity here.
You sound like a promoter. You're trying to make money on the race drivers.
I'll valet.
Put it on your calendars. February 8th, we'll keep reminding you every
February 8th, 10 till
whenever.
10 till
whenever.
How about till it gets dark? So we're. I don't know what Jay. What happens to Jay after it gets dark? So we don't want to find out. So 10 till it gets dark. I'm just picking on you.
Usually I get contained in a race car.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, there's numerous times I come in from a race and Gary's tell Tim, don't let him unbuckle. Keep him straight. Don't let him get out of the car.
That's funny.
I don't know what's going to happen here, guys.
So, of course, Gary will make sure that it's, and Greg, will make sure it's posted on thebombernation.com.
Glenn,
Craig. I forgot who he was already. Haven't talked to Glenn in so long.
Understandable. You don't even know what the date is.
I don't even know what date it is, Craig. Glenn.
That's
I
okay.
Glenn. So, what?
We got a caller?
Right. Yes, we're going to switch gears here.
Yes. Sorry about that.
I have finally got a hold of Jeff Gordon from the Children's Cancer Foundation at the Sunrise
Children's Cancer Foundation.
Jeff, are you there?
Hello?
Hey,
hello,
how you doing?
How you doing, bud?
How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing well.
I appreciate you calling for being on the show with us tonight. I know it's been a struggle to coordinate us with you and you with us, so appreciate it.
Well, always good to be with you, Gary.
You got myself, Gary, you got JJ, and you got Michael here, Jeff.
Okay, JJ, Michael, hello as well.
Yeah, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now, of course, you know, Gary's had many years, I guess, working with you guys over there at your charity. You want to tell us a little bit more about what you got going on? I know a lot of us see just what happens during the holiday season, but you guys obviously do stuff all year long, I would imagine. You want to tell us a little bit more about what you have going on?
Well, we do. You know, the holidays obviously get a little bit more busy, but when you're working with over 600 families in our community that have been, you know, touched by cancer and or, you know, any life-threatening illness, immune or blood-related disease, we're there with them. And you're right, it is a year-long thing. At the Nevada Childhood Cancer Foundation, what we do is we really work side-by-side with the medical teams, and they take care of all of our patients, all of our kids and families wonderfully well medically, and then we take care of the rest, like all the social side of things, the financial help, the educational, the psychological help, and counseling and so many things. So it's a 365 days of the year that we're working with some of our so many of our families and beautiful kids. And over even the last 3 years now, as we took over the Caring Place, where even adults touched by cancer and their children. So we work with a lot of very special people.
Wow, you got your hands full. That's pretty amazing what you do there. And I'm sure it's a really an effort by a number of different people.
Jeff, you mentioned you just took over the Caring Place. Could you go into a little more detail? Where is it at, and what do you do there specifically?
Oh, sure. The Caring Place was founded about 6 years ago by one of our oncologists here in town, Dr. Marianne Allison, and Connie Bernstein. A lot of people know Al Bernstein as the boxing commentator, but his wife was a patient of Dr. Allison's, the Comprehensive Cancer Centers of Nevada, and they realized all the things that adults and families need when they're diagnosed with cancer. And so they started the Caring Place, and after a few years, it just became hard financially, you know, to continue to raise the money for them. And so they knocked on our door and asked if we could help, and so we were happy to keep a wonderful facility like that going strong in our community. And it's for all adults touched by cancer, and all the healing arts. And again, we get most of our referrals there from all the doctors in town. And but it's more of an adult facility, and all the healing arts, like, you know, Reiki and all sorts of therapy and classes and everything else that go on there. It's just a very safe place to be and a comfortable place to be. And when we took it over, we realized that there's all the kids of these people that have been, you know, touched by cancer. And so we've put in a lot of programs for them as well. So that's been really good.
Where do you host this caring place?
Well, the caring place is located on Jones and Harmon, is where the caring place is, and it's a freestanding building. Our pediatric division, where all of our social workers and licensed clinical social workers and our offices for the peds is down on Eastern and Patrick, just one block north of Sunset Park there. And so we have two separate facilities now, and it's just a lot of good things going on for a lot of very, very wonderful people that find themselves in a pretty dark place by no fault of their own. So we're there to help them and try to comfort them, put some smiles on their faces. And, you know, it's like what we say at the Caring Place, there's no place like hope. And so we try to give as much realistic hope as we can. And with medical science doing what they're doing now, so many people are going through these cancer treatments and making it, which is so wonderful. And so we're there to help them do that emotionally and financially as well.
Jeff, for those who don't know you out there, you're working over these two places. How we got introduced and how Gary knows you and why you're on the show is through Michelle of Hogs and Heifers and Miracle on 3rd Street. Like you said, you get busy through the holidays, and that is one of your charity fundraisers that you have hooked up with Hogs and Heifers. Do you have any other fundraisers that you promote throughout the year? And if so, what website can our listeners go to seek your help?
Well, no, we always are having different fundraisers. You know, our website, first of all, is just very simple. It's nvccf.org, stands for Nevada Childhood Cancer Foundation. So nvccf.org. And you can also get on through that to the Caring Place, and that's a, you know, that's a wonderful thing in itself. So you can be tied into both facilities like that. And well, we love Hogs and Heifers, and Michelle over there do so many wonderful things. The Miracle on 3rd Street is one that has just gone over the top and become so big. She also does a big fundraiser in the summer for us, the Hog Wild for Kids ride, where the motorcycle community combines, and they have a big auction. And last year she raised over $35,000 for us on one Sunday. And so we have a lot of fun with her. But we have our biggest fundraiser of the year is our big black tie gala we have at the Bellagio Hotel ballrooms, the Grand Ballroom. And we do that November of every year. And we've been doing that now for over 20 years. And it raises a lot of money and great awareness of the foundation and what we do and who we do it for. But like February 28th, we have coming up our trivia night. And that is one of our funnest fundraisers nights of the year. It's an adult evening. Drinks are served and dinner served. And people can get teams of 10. It's only $300 a table. And we have that up at Sam's Town Live. And we have so much fun with Trivia Night, and we pack the place. And so anybody can call our offices at, of course, 702-735-8434, or go on our website at nvccf.org.
Wow, that sounds pretty cool. So if somebody wanted to get involved with the Trivia Night or any of those, there's still time available for them to get involved?
Absolutely. We just sent the flyers out to everybody, and of course we have a lot of people that return and play in it every year. We do two trivia nights a year, one in February and one in September. So they're just a lot of fun and really good. So yeah, they just need to call the office or, as I said, go on our website. Again, the number at the office is 702 735-8434. And our website is NVCCF, Charlie Charlie Frank.
Cool. That sounds pretty amazing. I'm sure a lot of people have fun doing the trivia night. Of course, these guys are probably not allowed to black tie night at
Bellagio. Hey, come on. Hey. See, they're still picking on me, Jeff.
I could see that, but I was just going to let it go, I guess.
No,
I'd
that's
love
something
to have you guys out. That would be a lot of fun.
I don't know if you really want that there, Jeff.
Is there security at the bus stop?
Plenty of that. We have Casey Smith from Channel 13 hosts that every year, and he just does a wonderful job. And it is. It really is a lot of fun. And then we have different things, you know, our Camp Cartwheel, which we host in the summer for 2 weeks. And that's what Michelle does, Hog Wild for Kids fundraisers, to send kids to Camp Cartwheel, which has become the largest camp in the Western United States for critically ill children and their siblings. And we hold that at the beautiful Torino Ranch every year in July and for 2 weeks. And we have over 200 children that come up to that. And we're always looking for that. And, you know, sometimes people are saying, well, we can't do this, or we can't spend a lot of money, or we don't really have the time, but what can we do to help? And to send a child to Camp Cartwheel is only $250. And that's just a sponsorship that'll send a child to camp. And so, you know, people can go on our website and make those donations too if they would like. And always ways to help. We're having activities and events all throughout the year. So we're always looking to our community. And our community has been wonderful. Big-hearted people. And I love Las Vegas and what they do for not only our charity, but for a lot of charities out there that need their help as well.
You know, Jeff, it's pretty amazing. I don't know how you juggle all these different events and keep track and all that, because obviously all of these take time to put together, host, advertise, get the marketing end out there and all that. It's pretty amazing
Sure.
what you do. I'm sure you sometimes probably don't get the recognition that you probably deserve for helping get the word out. So, you know, it's amazing what you do. I know Gary's talked about what he does with you guys with the hogs and heifers and stuff like that.
Yep.
every holiday season. So it's amazing what you guys do all year long. I didn't know you were involved with that many different events like this.
Yeah, it's big, and we're in our 22nd year now in the
Amazing.
Community doing what
Wow.
we do. So it's it's a real privilege, to be honest with you, to be able to work with these kids and families.
How many years have you been personally involved?
I'm in my 18th year.
Wow.
Amazing. Yeah, I started off as the executive director there, and I'm now the president and CEO. And I'm looking forward to another 20 years. I'm a young 61 years old, so I got at least another 20 in me, I think.
I've got to ask you, with the name Jeff Gordon, do you get a lot of people asking you about that? Of course, we do.
Well, we know about it
because of the racing industry.
Yeah, let's put it this way. I sign a lot more autographs than I probably should, but I have a lot of fun with it.
Hey, there's some money you raising for charity there.
That could be, but we do have fun with that one.
I think you hear, you know, kids, hey, Dad, Jeff looks a lot younger on TV.
Unfortunately, they probably say, how does he fit in that race car, too? But that would have
Oh, man.
Jeff, just curious, you know, is, well, not curious, one, how many people you have on staff, and two, is there any special staff members you want to put out there, you know, just
well,
to recognize?
Well, you know, you bet. I was going to say that when you said that, you know, I may not get all the accolades, but it's a total team effort. And we have actually 11 on the staff that every one of them have
just 11
special duties. Of very hardworking people.
Oh
yeah, we do a lot. We have Yeah, we have three at the Caring Place. Patty Kearns, who's our director of services up there, just does an amazing job. And Jenny and Debbie, and the three of them are the Caring Place, and they just do amazing things up there. And then in our pediatric area, we have some wonderful people from Anna Loffenberger, who takes care of all the books and all the volunteers at the events and everything, and Stephanie Parker, our vice president of marketing and development, and then we have Andrea Rapanos, who's our patient services director, and everything we do with the families, all the mail, everything that goes out, all the opportunities we have for them that they do. And then we've got our licensed clinical social workers, Marianne Hamrick and Alicia Gordon, and then we also have another master's degree social worker, Christina Boyles, and she does a wonderful job, and they all do, and they work with our families and do the counseling and get them into the services, and we pay a lot of mortgages and power bills and gas bills and that to get families going through some pretty hard times, but it's a team effort, and everybody just does such a wonderful job. And the nonprofit world isn't a get-rich-quick scheme. No, not at all. These people, they love what they do. We all do. And it's a privilege to serve there. It's not really a job. It's an opportunity to help others. And we just love to do that.
Now, do you have any doctors out there that donate time, or nurses? Besides contribute, I know they contribute money at this black tie because those are the guys that you look for,
they certainly do that. But they, so many of them donate a lot of time. When we have Camp Cartwheel for 2 weeks with 200 kids, it's got to be a medically supervised camp. So we have the med shed up there, and every day we have doctors and nurses that volunteer their time to come up and spend every day, registered nurses all night for those kids that stay overnight from 10 to 17. And they do a lot. Every event we have, our docs and nurses are out there, and it's really a big family when it all comes down to it, and everybody working, to the best end to help these families.
So you need to staff medicine technicians and caregivers for a lot of these kids then on a 24/7 basis for 2 weeks.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's a big undertaking. Camp is, and it's a. We're Brett Torino, a very dear friend of mine, hosts us at the Torino Ranch, and it's best kept secret in Nevada. It's just a beautiful 32-acre ranch between here and Pahrump, and it's just an amazing ranch with cabins and lakes and everything else. So the kids can do canoeing and scuba diving, rock wall climbing, and for some of our more challenged kids that are in a tougher place, we have special harnesses and special things to allow them to do everything all the kids do, and it's they can kind of be normal for a couple of weeks and forget about even the docs and nurses that are up there really stay behind the scenes so these kids can forget about all of that for a week and or 2 weeks and just be themselves, and it's a magical place, one of the most happiest places on earth I've seen.
So would this be pretty close or formatted after Kyle Petty's Victory Junction gang camp? Are you familiar
well,
with that?
No, I am not. I know there's a lot of camps, the hole-in-the-wall camps that Paul Newman started. I mean, there's a lot of camps, but we started this ourselves over 20 years ago, and up on Mount Potosi, the scout camp, we had about 18 kids, and we've got a great camp direct, a couple of great camp directors, Shannon Martin and Jeff Lavelle, who do a wonderful job with their camp committee putting that all together. And again, total volunteer effort, and a lot of Metro police officers volunteer to be there. It's interesting. We have all walks of life, all ages. They can start volunteering from 18 and above. Unless they're a certified lifeguard at 16, they can be a lifeguard up at camp. But I think probably the best way to describe Camp Cartwheel is one of our Metro officers up there many years ago was being interviewed by one of the TV stations that came up, and they asked him why he took a whole, at that time it was just 1 week, but he, how come you take a whole week's vacation to be up here? And he looked at him, he says, well, you know, as a metropolitan police officer, I see a very dirty and ugly part of life. And as that occurs, I love to come to Camp Cartwheel because it washes the mud from my soul. And, you know, I think that's one of the best commentaries I've ever heard or quotes about really what Camp Cartwheel is all about. And I have remembered that ever since he said that 15 years ago.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty amazing. You know, a lot of us do take it for granted what we have going on, and it's amazing, and you know, really got to put it out there for guys like you and your whole staff and team and all the volunteers for what you guys do to, you know, to give some normalcy in people that are going through this. It's just pretty amazing. So, you know, thank you for doing what you do and everybody that you have involved.
Yeah.
Well,
Jeff, I'd just like to say thanks everything for you do. Look, you have our phone number. If you want another media outlet besides your website, you know, if you got something special coming up, give us a call on Tuesday night, you know.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Let us know when the camp's coming up. Let us know who can volunteer. Let us know when this black tie is coming up.
Yeah, or
feel free to call in on Tuesday night, and we'd like to keep our listeners updated.
And we'd like to get you out there on a night where some of us might be racing or something like that, get you out there involved with what we love to do, which is racing, and maybe kind of intertwine the little bit of the two. We'll have to get with you on that. And
We'd love to do that. And can't tell you how much I appreciate you having us on. Gary, thanks for opening this up for us, and we look forward to doing that. We'll keep you updated on what's going on, and you guys can be a great help on getting the word out to everything. So I appreciate that more than I can say.
You have my personal number, Jeff, so just text me or call me,
Gary.
Whatever.
And Jeff, if you're busy.
And again, thank you.
If you're busy, turn it over to your media marketing lady, you know.
Okay.
If you can't get to us, have her call in, and we can go from there.
That sounds great. In fact, I'll talk to her about it tomorrow, and we'll just we'll keep you guys updated. And again, thank you so much. This is wonderful, and glad we finally caught together. We'll make this a lot. We'll make this a more often occurrence.
Definitely, Jeff Gordon. Anybody that you talk to or want to put it out there, they can listen to the show's archive at onwheelsnow.com. Or they can go to www.thebombernation.com website and look for the link. It'll be on there. Want to appreciate you, Jeff Gordon, for being on the show with us. Of course, they can call. You put the number out there, 702-735-8434, or your guys' website at nvccf.org for more information with Jeff Gordon and all the efforts that you guys do out there. So appreciate it, Jeff.
Thanks, guys. Sure appreciate being on tonight.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it.
You have a good night.
Okay.
Thanks, Jeff.
You too. You bet, Gary. See you, buddy. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks. All right, bye.
There you go, Mr. Jeff Gordon.
From the Sunrise Children Cancer Foundation.
And you just can't say enough how much appreciation you can give these guys for doing what they do. You know,
11 people on his staff, and they do this.
All this, all year long.
And he's been doing it 18 years.
Well, and let's just put out there, I've been trying to get this gentleman on the air since the week after Hogs and Heifers Miracle on 3rd Street.
How busy these 11 people himself are.
Yeah. He texts me and says he's in a meeting. He texts me and says he can't make it. I got to go do this. I got to go do that.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. I got I got some parents I have to talk to. I mean, and now talking to him, look how busy that man
is.
Well,
you know, because we're not talking about one event. This is something that they do multiple events all year long, of course. You know, you can go check it out at nvccf.org. Pull a few bucks out of your pocket, donate, go to the website. You can give them a call, 702-735-8434. get involved. Go to their trivia night. Sounds like they put on some really great events to raise money. Yeah. So
if you don't have money, you can volunteer time. 18 years older, they'll take you 16 if you have a lifeguard license.
Yeah, if you want to get involved,
you want to get involved at the camp. They're all, I'm sure he's always looking for volunteers with a staff of 11.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Like I said, if we can't get him on, maybe he'll turn this over to. I hope he does turn it over to his marketing and media rep, and she can give us a call.
You know, in very worst case, maybe one of the nights you guys are racing out at LVMS at the Bullring or something, we can get him and his 11 staff members or something out there to watch, you know, to treat them to a night out at the racetrack, and then maybe they can get more involved with their organization.
Talk to Tim Richter for a dozen tickets.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, maybe 2 dozen tickets. Bring their husbands and wives.
You know, if not, I'll pay for it out of my pocket if we have to. We'll get these guys, out there, and, you know, they do so much for everybody else. Let's maybe turn it around and do something good for them. So we'll put something together.
Absolutely.
Worst case, hey, they're also welcome to our barbecue coming up February 8th on Sunday. February 8th, what was that, about like 3 weeks? What, I don't even know today's date, JJ. When is that? February 8th. Is that 2 weeks,
it's
3 weeks?
It's Sunday.
I don't even know what day that is. So, hey, you want to take a quick break?
Sure.
Take a quickie here and then get back to whatever's going on in the race world. So we'll see you after the break.
Hold on. February 8th is, February 8th is after the 7th. But before the night.
How many weeks from today? I don't know today's date. I know
how
what
many,
February 8th is. That's
how
February
many weeks?
8th, Sunday.
We got 1, 2, 3 weekends.
All right, 3 more weekends. See you after the break.
We're going on break, guys.
I'm Russ Wilson, and you're listening to On Wheels Now.
Chinas Pit Stop, your one and only food truck in Toronto. Come and get a Navajo taco, gyro, Philly cheesesteak, or a pulled pork sandwich. For dessert, a delicious strawberry fry bread. Let us cater your personal or office party. Follow us on Facebook for our daily specials. That's GNS Pit Stop, the one and only food truck you'll want to eat at again and again and again.
BomberNation.com is your website for all the latest local racing news. If you are a race car owner, a driver, or a passionate fan of racing, the BomberNation.com is the site you'll want to add to your favorites list. Check out the message board, track schedules, special events, links, and our sponsors. The Bomber Nation, one sport under one nation. TheBomberNation.com.
Gentlemen!
The sound of On Wheels Now, every Tuesday at 6 p.m.
If you like cars,
the smell of gasoline and rubber,
or just love motorsports and auto racing,
On Wheels Now is your inside look at local motorsports. So don't miss the action. We'll keep you in the loop with the latest local racing news.
We're race car drivers, too. So join me, Michael.
And Mike, Tuesday at 6 p.m. Find us at onwheelsnow.com.
Nevada Pick Apart.
Who?
Nevada Pick Apart. Do you have a used car or a truck just sitting in the driveway taking up space, looking ugly and tired of looking at it? Are you moving and can't take your car or truck with you? Did you buy a new car or truck and want to get rid of the old one? Contact Nevada Pick Apart, 702-644-1881. That's 702-644-1881. Sell Nevada Pick Apart, your used or old vehicle, and see it gone tomorrow.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Welcome back to On Wheels Now. This is the Racers Roundtable, where racers, race fans, and race officials can all get together and talk about local racing. We'd love to hear from you and your team. And, of course, I think we got a caller
caller.
It's a surprise.
It's a surprise. This particular caller thinks we forgot about her.
Oh, it's a her. Okay.
It's a her.
We don't even know, so.
Uh-oh.
Who do we have?
We going to get yelled at again?
Nope.
Everybody been picking on me all day. Why not? One more.
You want to pick on JJ?
Who do we have here tonight? Hello.
Where'd you go?
Hello.
Uh-oh. It's Kaylee.
Who?
Kaylee Barker.
I'm just kidding.
Who's that?
Who? How you doing? How you been?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. Well, hey, I don't know. I've been stuck with these guys, Gary and JJ, for like 3 years now, so I'm starting to wonder, how am I really? I don't know.
I'm doing good now that you're on the phone because, Kaylee, I know you're not going to pick on me.
You don't know that. She's
don't antagonize her.
Hey, are you ready for this race season coming up, Kaylee?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Just got a few parts in the mail today, so it's like Christmas again.
Yay, we are. Hey, we love
getting everything ready.
So what's your plans, Dio? Where are you headed? What are you doing? What do you got going on, huh?
Well, we're just going to do the full season at the Bullring, and then we were thinking about going to Irwindale, but they're not running any super late models this year, so
really?
I'm kind of ruined that plan.
I didn't know that.
Okay.
You heard it here from Kaylee.
All right.
Yeah.
So a full season at the Bullring. Anything else?
I think over the summer we're going to be racing the Super Stock in California.
Ooh,
oh, cool.
Then over the winter, next winter, when we get the motor back, then we'll be racing in Havasu.
Nice.
So you're going to knock the dust off that?
Yeah, she ran. I miss her.
Yeah, you truly miss running that Super Stock, huh?
Oh, yeah, it's hard watching them. Like, wow, I miss being out there.
I know, huh? So the competition that you have in the super late models, how's that been for you this past year? I mean, is it something that you've gained respect from the other drivers, or what's happening with that?
Of course. I mean, I'm just not treated like anyone else. I'm just part of the furniture pretty much. I've had a couple fights over the year, but, I mean... That's expected, I guess.
You think you got something this year that you may be missing? You were missing last year.
Oh yeah, we're fixing the shock problem. The shocks were actually sent back last week, so we had a left front problem all year. The tie down was too much in it, so it would never release the tire. So it's pretty much the fastest three wheeler out there.
Wow.
But now we're fixing that, so it'd definitely be. Different car than I had last year.
Cool. That's going to be good because, I mean, overall, realistically, against these guys with a car that wasn't handling right, you didn't do too bad.
Well, thank you.
You know, obviously, you know, everybody wants to get first, but but you look like you had some good nights and obviously some bad nights too, but, man, I can only imagine when you have a car that's going to handle what you can do. So looking forward to seeing you out there this year.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be different. I mean, the first, like, three or four races, the shock was actually broken, and that was when my car was the fastest.
Oh,
and I got my second
funny.
And my third. And
wow.
So once we sent it back to go get fixed, they revalved it, put the bump stop on there, and that... Car said, no, thank you.
That is crazy. Sometimes that happens, though. You're like, something breaks and makes it faster. It's pretty crazy.
Usually when my shock breaks, it makes my ass hurt. I know I got a broken shock. I get out of the car and I'm holding my
That's
ass.
Just because you have to pull your wallet out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I had that. My phone one's in there.
Hey, Kaylee, you still involved with some of the charities, the same ones that you've been involved with last year?
Yes, actually, with Project 150, they just did for Thanksgiving, they provided meals to a lot of the families, and we made boxes with, like, turkeys and pies, and
cool.
Then I had a huge charity event called Convoy of Hope, and I was there with Project 150, and it was actually held at my school, and there were about, I think they counted 7,000 people.
Wow.
And so they got a turkey dinner and a whole week of groceries. So that was definitely pretty cool to watch.
Yeah, that is
wow, that's great.
That's quite a bit.
7,000, that's a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And then some of them were starting to line up at like midnight the night before.
Wow.
Yeah, it was nuts.
That's pretty busy. You still involved with the, what was it, with the... The dogs?
Yes. So we still have Cupid, crazy little dog that she is.
What was that? What was that? about?
Well, we ended up Las Vegas Labrador Rescue.
Labrador, that's what it was.
Yeah, they take the dogs from, like, the shelters in Utah, like the kill shelters, or if they find them here, so they're not microchipped or anything and nobody's looking for them, then they foster them out, and then, like, they'll give them to a foster family and then try and find them a forever home.
Oh, cool.
That's what they've been trying to do with me these 2 years, foster me out.
I take you in, but I got 2 boxers.
See what I mean? I can't even get a piece of the doghouse, Haley. They've been picking on
me. I'd take you in, but I got 2 cats. So.
Yeah, he's a cat guy, so.
Yeah, I have one of those, too.
You got a dog and a cat.
Yeah, we have 2 dogs, 1 cat, a gecko, tortoises, no. Fish.
Hey, you can adopt a JJ the way these 2 treat me. I need to be fostered out.
You looking forward to the practice night coming up here at LVMS? I know everybody's itching to get out in the car and really get going.
2 months and 1 day until opening night.
Oh, see, countdown.
I'm not counting or anything.
Here you go. Here's one for you. Any old sponsors, any new sponsors on board you want to mention?
Well, we still have Execu Clean, and that's looking for sponsors. That's all we have right now.
Dad's out on the corner with a magic marker and a piece of cardboard. I need sponsors to go raise.
Yep, the same sign JJ has.
Yep.
Hey, Kaylee, you say you've been listening. Just so you know, we're having that Racers Barbecue on February 8th.
February 8th, okay.
You and your parents are welcome to come. Your fans, whatever.
You don't even have to stay long.
Thank you.
Come and eat.
Yep, Sunset Park.
Okay. February. And we'll definitely be at Touch a Truck, too.
Oh, yeah. We've got Touch a Truck right around the corner.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's April 11th, huh?
April 11th. Woo. And, yes, I already been working on that.
Yep, at either event, you can come pick me up and take me home.
I will gladly do that, JJ.
Somebody loves me out there.
That's how Gary got stuck with him.
I don't know if you want to do that. He don't ever go home.
Oh, man. You plan on doing any dirt racing this year? At least one event?
We'll see.
Yeah, see?
It's all to Gary.
Gary, yeah. I'm sure he'll provide a ride for you.
Oh, yeah. So, lots of fun.
Hey, maybe if you take JJ off my hands, you'll see me more at LVMS.
Yeah, there you go.
See the way they treat me, Kaylee. That's all right. Neither one of them didn't even give me a dog brush for Christmas. See, I'd be better off in Kaylee's hand.
So you barely got
a your collar?
You barely got a T-shirt from her. Come on.
Hey,
I'm just kidding.
I wear that T-shirt proudly through the scanners at the airport. I don't get pulled aside when I wear that.
Yeah, no kidding.
And I'm actually selling T-shirts now on my website.
Oh,
T-shirts, bracelets, autograph cards.
What's that website, though?
We just got the store put on there, so KayleeBarker.com.
So make sure you go there, KayleeBarker.com. That's going to help support your racing season with super late models at LVMS, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so make sure you go to KayleeBarker.com.
Are those new T-shirts, or are they the ones you had last year?
Listen, guys, buy a T-shirt. Help her race, okay? Stop trying. They're trying to get free stuff from you. So don't let them get free stuff from you, Kaylee.
Hey, she'll give it to me. She's going to pick me up. She may bring me one at the picnic.
All right. Well, help support her racing, okay? Go to KayleeBarker.com. Kaylee, we're running out of time. Thank you for calling. Definitely looking forward to seeing you. We're going to try to make it out on practice night or pre-registration day or whatever that is. So looking forward to seeing you out there. Thanks for calling in, Kaylee.
Oh, thanks, Kaylee. Happy anniversary, you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Love you, girl. See you soon.
Love you, too. Bye.
Definitely go to KayleeBarker.com. Buy a T-shirt. Buy a bracelet. I haven't gone there. I need to go there and check it out.
Help she's running a full season again, which is great.
I can't believe we're out of time. I have a whole list of notes that I have not gotten to, some pretty important ones, but... Real quick, LVMS has their Laps for Charity coming up January 25th.
Yep.
You can go to LVMS.com. Go to the BomberNation.com website. Look for the latest in racing information. And we are live here every Tuesday at 6 p.m. for you at OnWheelsNow.com. Look forward to seeing you next week.
I got to thank Jeff Gordon from the Childhood Cancer Foundation. Thank you. I didn't realize he did so much other stuff, but thank you for finally getting on with us.
Yep. I hope all this has
yep.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Have a good night. Thanks for listening.